英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
嘿、hey, 大家好，过年好。 Happy Chinese New Year, Happy Lunar New Year, Happy Year of the Ox. One of my favorite things about Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year, is that it's a celebration that keeps going for a while.
在我印象中，中国年的气氛比任何庆祝和节日都要喜庆，或许是因为大多数其他国家的节日只是一天而已。可是中国年呢，有小年，有大年，有除夕，还有整个正月。那么既然牛年刚刚开始，我们也还在正月里，所以这个月呢，我们的 topic 主题依然是围绕着牛而转的。
While we're still in the lunar month, we're going to continue talking about all things Lunar New Year.
那既然到了牛年了，还是要跟大家来说一些吉祥的话。
对。So in the spirit of a new year, the year of the ox, and given how difficult last year had been, today I simply just want to send good vibes, good wishes, wishing you all a year of good health, wealth, and prosperity. But also, I thought long and hard, and...I really wish for every single one of you listening that this year you get to take the bull by its horns. Take the bull by the horns. Sometimes you'll also hear, grab the bull by its horns.
吉祥的话当然中文太多了数不上数啊。但是在英文里呢、也有一些跟牛有关的比较像祝你好运的一些话。比如说哈 grab the bull by its horns, 或者是 take the bull by its horns, 这句话是一个非常好的祝福吧，给你打气的这么一句话。
So taking the bull by the horns, because it's the year of the ox, I hope you picked out one word and that is bull, B-U-L-L, bull.
Grab the bull.
By its horns.
By its horn.
By its horns.
Horns.
对 ,horns 就是那个牛
角。两个角。
角,对对对。Bull 我们刚才说了嘛,因为 bull 它是有角的。Grab the bull by its horns 是说要抓住牛的角。
就希望你做什么事情很果断。
对。
很勇敢。
很勇敢很果断。OK, 就像斗牛一样哈，如果前面有一个牛朝你跑的话，你不要撒腿就跑，你要勇敢地面对它。
我觉得我还是跑安全一点。
跑到车里。可以可以。
So this line, take the bull by the horns, or grab the bull by its horns, 是一句相当古老的习惯用语，流传至今也有200多年了。有一种说法是这句习惯用语起源于牧牛场，当一头怒气冲天的公牛直冲你而来的时候，你自卫反击的办法之一就是迎它而上，双手果断利落地紧紧抓住它头上的两脚，然后竭尽全力扭转牛头，使公牛失去平衡摔倒而被你制服。
Of course, to actually do this requires a lot of bravery, a lot of strength, and a lot of wit.
当然这样做需要临危不惧，迎着困难而上的勇敢精神，所以这句话也是常常为别人打气而说的一句话。
但是这句话 grab the bull by its horns 视觉上就它其实是一个蛮视觉的一句话。
我能理解，就是我们老说嘛，要扼住命运的咽喉，这里就是抓住老牛的脚。
Yes, exactly, 是这样子。讲到 exactly, 另外一个跟 exactly 意思很相似的一个单词是 bullseye。
Bullseye.
对 ,bullseye. 这两个 grab the bull by its horns, 还有 bullseye, 它用到的都是 bull,就是公牛的这个词。Bullseye, 它是在你打靶的时候它的那个靶心是 bullseye。
正中红心。
Yes. 所以 bullseye 的意思也就是说 exactly,
就是
完全正确。
中靶没错就是这样。
Yes, exactly, bullseye.
其实应该能理解，在美国的就在英语的语境里边，牛应该是忠诚勇敢这样的一个化身。
That's mostly true, but there are exceptions.
可以说大部分是这样子的，但是 there are exceptions 是有例外的。
There's actually a really common one. 其实是有一个非常常用的例外。在中文里，如果有人说，哎，你很牛，或者是夸某个人很牛，我用的是夸，所以一般是说他很厉害，
很厉害。
OK， 在英文里，如果说，this is bull，
愚蠢，愤怒，
不是，这是胡说八道，
吹牛的牛
，No， 是 bull shit 的简称。
哦，那这跟牛没有关系啊，他也很无辜啊，他只不过碰着缩写了。
Yeah， 那你如果说某个人胡说八道，你就说他 BS。那如果你光是说，that's just a bunch of B,
就是胡说八道的意思。
明白了。
Yeah, 所以如果是一个字的话，其实中国的、哦、这很牛跟英文里的、哦、This is bull 意思是
差别
很
大的。
Yeah.
这次我们又聊了
在生活
需要避免的一些情况。
Yeah, but anyway, on that note, we're almost out of time today. So let's wrap up today's session on a good note. So I hope, given all that had happened in the last year, that this year is going to be a good year. It's going to be a bullish year. And I wish all you listening that this year you get to grab the bull by its horns.Whether it's taking the bull by its horns or grabbing the bull by its horns, it's really wishing you courage, strength, bravery, power, and a year where you get to take charge. And speaking of charge, the famous Wall Street Bull right here in New York is actually a sculpture that's titled The Charging Bull. It's a very storied bull, so we're gonna save that for another time.讲到 taking charge, 它的意思是说 to take control, which is really the essence of grabbing the bull by its horns. But charge also has another meaning. Charge 还有其他的意思。在纽约华尔街的铜牛 charging bull, 这里面的 charge 是有另外一个意思的。这个牛它的历史和它的故事也是非常有意思的。
It is most definitely a symbol of bravery, courage,and a gift of encouragement to New York and the world. And that's the spirit that we wish for you this year.
没错，那也希望大家能够一把抓住牛角，勇敢面对，牛气冲天。
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.